Pope Benedict is right now just concluding his trip to the Palestinian territories. Just about an hour ago, Pope Benedict left the Aida refugee camp in the West Bank, which is home to several thousand Palestinian refugees. It was the final event scheduled during his one-day trip to the territory governed by the Palestinian Authority. Irene Lagan has this report.
Pope Benedict's visit to the school in the Aida refugee camp in the Palestinian territories was held in the shadow of the Israeli-built security wall. The wall was built to protect the Jewish state from terrorist attacks, but its path has cut deep into Palestinian territory, separating people from their land and their families.
Towering over us, as we gather here this afternoon, is a stark reminder of the stalemate the relations between Israelis and Palestinians seem to have reached the wall. In a world where more and more borders are being opened up to trade, to travel, to movement of peoples, to cultural exchanges, it is tragic to see walls still being erected. How we long to see the fruits of the much more difficult task of building peace.
During his visit, the Pope watched a series of plays and skits by Palestinian children and also met with some of those whose parents were imprisoned. The Holy Father spoke about the pain suffered by the Palestinian people.
I know that many of your families are divided through imprisonment of family members or restrictions on freedom of movement, and many of you have experienced bereavement in the course of the hostilities. My heart goes out to all who suffer in this way.
He called on both Israelis and Palestinians to end the ongoing violence, which has caused so much pain and suffering in the Holy Land.
There has to be a willingness to take bold and imaginative initiatives towards reconciliation. If each insists on prior concessions from the other, the result can only be stalemate.
Pope concluded his remarks by saying the support of the international community is vital, and he renewed his appeal to all concerned to bring their influence to bear in favor of a just and lasting solution, respecting the legitimate demands of all parties and recognizing their right to live in peace and dignity in accordance with international law. Yet at the same time, the Pope said diplomatic efforts can only succeed if Palestinians and Israelis themselves are willing to break free from the cycle of aggression. I'm Irene Lagan.